exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper knows. Swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure on the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora.
I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by UiPath. Human achievement can be slow. 200,000 years to go from the wheel to your jalopy? Really? But today, 90% of the Fortune 500 are accelerating human achievement simply. When AI is everywhere, every process can be automated and accelerated. 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 UiPath. The AI Everywhere Foundation of Innovation.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
What is that from? That's a High School Musical.
Is that what that is? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's Sharpay.
I haven't thought about that in forever.
Up to the top.
Wipe away your inhibitions. Oh, see, now I know the words.
I know the
That's
noises.
What's upsetting. You were like, I want to make fun of you, but then
Did
I was like, I know
Did you go with
us
to the minute showing of three?
Yes, I was at three.
There were like 12 people in that theater.
That was fun.
That was, Eddie was with us.
That was a good show.
That was a lot of fun.
I was graduating high school that year, so it felt apt.
Yeah, right? You're like, I get this.
I just
relate.
Dated myself so intensely.
I've never related so hard to this.
I know.
Oh,
I work
fun.
With a lot of people younger than me, and I'm always just like, ugh. That's
I'm like
all.
Smack in the middle now I'm thinking about it.
Smack in the middle.
Actually, I don't know. I know how old two of them. Now I'm like, I don't two. Yeah, I don't actually. I couldn't tell you, actually, now
no.
that I really think about it.
Did you turn the butt warmers on for this car?
I could.
Can we do that?
Bam. Yeah, we are coming to you live from my car.
Yeah. Car talk. Kelsey and Kimmy.
Ooh, we're like
talk
Seinfeld.
Talk 30 car to me.
What would it, instead of car,
it is like Seinfeld.
Comedians and cars.
Just all the alliteration.
Eating butter cake.
Eating butter cake. That was cake, good, yeah. Butter cake. Though my stomach hurts now, so maybe I shouldn't have eaten as
right.
much of it. It was so good, though. I just ate so much salad.
You did. You were healthy, so you could eat that.
Yeah, we love the Marketplace Grill and Cafe.
Yeah, this episode 2 coming here from here.
We're never leaving. That's nope. what it is. We actually now live at the
this
Marketplace Grill and Cafe. Oh, my butt is so warm. I'm so happy.
Isn't it so nice?
I feel so cozy. I got to get a nice car like this.
It's
Priuses don't warm your butt.
No, they do not.
No, they leave you cold.
But they warm the environment.
They do warm
but
the environment.
But not in like a global
in a good
warming
way.
Type of way.
Like the
like a hug.
The soul of the environment, not the actuality of
yes.
it. So
2, 3, 4. Podcast. We're making a podcast about 30 Rock. Podcast. We're making a podcast about 30 Rock. We're calling it Talk 30 to Me. It is great.
Hey guys, it's Kelsey.
I'm Kimmy.
And this is Talk 30 Rock to moi.
That's, well, all right. That's close enough.
Yeah.
It's like a French me.
A moi. Bonjour, mon ami.
Oh, your French is fine.
Ouch.
Sorry, I don't know why I got me.
I wasn't even trying. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
You were doing like a Fly the Conchords French, like a foodoo fa fa.
My problem is that I've been helping my friend John with his Japanese a ton lately. So I'm like,
so you started saying French things in a Japanese accent.
Basically.
That's fair. I've done that with other languages.
There's nothing funnier than two very white people trying to help each other with Japanese. Actually, he's not helping me. I'm just helping him.
It's adorable.
But I get in trouble for pronouncing things wrong. I'm like,
get it.
I'm not taking Japanese. I'm just but it's fine. Anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Make sure that if this is your first time, or maybe you just find us every week, why don't you just hit that little subscribe button so it's easier to find us and get alerts for new messages.
Hit that subscribe button.
And you can, not messages, I meant was definitely episodes. if you're there, make sure you find a way to leave us a review. Tell us nice things, funny things, maybe bad things. I don't know. Please don't tell us bad things. My
Kelsey gets really upset. I don't care. Kelsey gets really upset. I get very sad about it.
I do.
Kelsey takes it to heart.
The internet is forever. And these things are out
there. Is that true?
I'm sorry that we say like too much, but also I'm not that sorry. We're from Southern California. It happens.
I don't know what like you're talking about.
Like, whatever.
Is that the joke that everyone makes? That was hack. I don't care.
I know, but people call us out on it and it makes me cry. I don't think we say it that much. I think we just don't hear it.
That's also true. I'm going to think about it now. Yeah. I think you say it more than I do.
Oh, I 1000% say it more than anybody else.
I mean,
in
that's
fine.
I also probably say it a lot, though. Yeah. Now I'm going to think about that.
It happens.
Well, just be nice to us.
Yeah, please. And if you're really nice to us and you tell us you were nice to us, we'll send you a sticker.
We have good stickers and we want to send them to you.
We definitely do.
So many stickers. I never put one up at Nerve Melt. Now it's closed.
Oh.
What a failure. Because I'd find a new comedy venue to put it up on. I'm just
going
to
say
that.
If you are looking for a stage manager or a, I can't remember what your title was, officially manager.
House manager.
She is in the market for a new job. So is former guest Caitlin Durant I saw earlier today. Yeah.
And Loretta.
And Beowulf.
And Nick. Though Nick was working there. Yeah. So all the guests are looking. All our guests are now wanting new work. So hire us all.
Or just like create
a
venue.
Let's make a new venue.
Yeah.
No, everyone. Yeah. There's been a lot of talk of that just because everyone wants to. It's been a really hard month between Starburns and Iowa West and now this.
Yeah.
It's been a hard month and a couple months in LA comedy.
All the comedians are just crying.
And cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee.
I like that.
Cool. I'm awake. It's a normal hour.
Oh, Amazon and stuff. If you buy stuff on Amazon, go to boardwalkaudio.com/talk30rock to me. Click support our artists and buy some fun stuff on Amazon. I'm pretty sure I had to buy a new OtterBox for an iPad mini this morning.
That's great. I find that the thing that makes me happiest in the world, other than people right now, is Tiffany Haddish. So I just bought her book.
So good.
I'm so excited
to read it. The Last Black Unicorn, right?
Yes. I'm so excited to read it.
Do you know what else I just bought on Amazon, which I forgot? You see how right here I have these...
You have so many sparkly sunglasses,
okay,
Kelsey.
So I bought 7 of them. These are 3
Kelsey,
of them.
This is,
do you want to see something else that's crazy? Move
this
your arm.
This is profane. Oh, Kelsey.
My sister sent me a text the other day from the other side of the world. And she goes, Rachel says that she has a problem with sunglasses. She has 7 of them. And I laughed at her. And so then I sent her a picture of my drawer of sunglasses and of my center console. And I think there's also 2 up there. And then there's those 4. There's definitely 9 on my desk. I have an addiction. And it's not a problem.
I think it might be, but it's a good problem to have.
It's a beautiful problem. My glitter sunglasses are my new favorite things right now.
I mean, they're pretty beautiful. I understand that. I definitely understand that.
So you can buy those on Amazon, y'all.
Buy them on Amazon.
Yep.
That's all I got. Should we head into 30-30?
Let's do 30-30.
I'm like, I'm trying to remember what we talked about. Did we talk about everything?
I think so.
Cool. So
30-30. It is definitely my turn for 30-30.
Were you ready?
Nope.
I like halfway through. I was like, I looked at you as like, yep. And you gave me a look of like, nope.
I guess I can talk about what I was talking about earlier when we were inside waiting for the butter cake. Mm-hmm. That I've been listening to a ton of Two Dope Queens.
Yeah.
Which has been so good with Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams. And they are so funny. And you laugh a lot and you learn a lot, which I think is kind of cool that you can.
They're so, honestly, the best part of the show is when the two of them just talk at the beginning.
I love it.
Like 100%. They're so charming.
And
together.
Then every now and then Alana Glazer shows up and you're like, okay, you can talk too because you're really funny.
Yes.
Yeah. YQY.
YQY. Do you listen to so many white guys?
No, because
that's next.
Yes, because I'm going through it.
Two Dope Queens, then you're going to do So Many White Guys. You're going to love So Many White Guys.
Oh, I believe it.
She's so funny.
Because they're talking about it now on the podcast.
It's a really wonderful interview show. And I didn't think you could do a new interview show. I kind of thought that like it had already been covered by You Made It Weird or Marin or Anna Faris. And this is a really new approach to an interview show. I love it.
I'm excited. I'm like, whatever. I'm very, very excited.
I have an update for everyone, too. My butt is even warmer right now than it was 5 minutes ago. It's so comfortable. So I'll keep you all updated. So wait, how does that relate to 30 Rock?
Two Dope Queens, New York. There's just a really cool, it's a female comedy podcast. I was listening to an episode, I think this morning or yesterday, where they had our friend Mr. John Hamm on as a guest.
Oh, Dr. Drew.
It was so sweet and they were so in love
They're
with him.
They're in love with him. He is
Which
very
rightfully
handsome.
So.
He's very handsome.
My favorite was that, I can't remember if it was Phoebe or Jessica who was saying it, but basically they were asking him if he'd ever, like, dated a black girl before. Mm-hmm. And I think she's, have you ever dated a cocoa princess or cocoa queen like me? And his response was, well, not dated.
Oh, shoot.
But it was so sweet. Like they just fawned over him, rightfully so. And he was such a good sport about it. And like, it was amazing.
It's really funny. You need to watch, again, I won't ruin it, but you need to watch the HBO special because they recreate all of that.
Oh, good Lord.
And they just get, it's so funny. They just get super in. They just tell the story. Basically, Phoebe posts that just trying to get with Jon Hamm and how
I
that goes.
It.
And it's very, very funny. And then later in that episode, actually, Tytus Burgess shows up.
Yes.
And he just shows up backstage. He's just singing Pinot Noir and just comes out with his brand of Pinot Noir and they all drink it. And it's so funny. It's a great.
Like,
you're going to love the show.
Oh, Hannibal Buress is also an episode of Two Dope Queens.
Yeah.
And I know Gillian Jacobs is coming up.
You got a lot of stuff.
And Gabrielle Union just showed up on the episode I'm
listening
to.
Oh, I love that episode. It's a good one.
All of it.
They just fawn over her. They're obsessed with her.
So, yeah. So I think, go listen to Two Dope Queens by Two Dope Queens.
By the Two Dope Queens.
The two dopest of queens.
The dopest of dopest queens. And watch them on HBO. I'll buzz market. They're great. Support ladies and their stories.
They're funny. We ready for this episode?
I'm ready to talk about Argus.
Let's do it. This is season 4, episode 19, Argus.
Argus.
Air date was April 29th, 2010. Did you notice who the director was?
No.
Jeff Richmond.
Hey.
Yeah.
What a weirdo episode for him to direct.
Right?
This episode's so weird.
I love it, though. Writers were Josh Siegel, Dylan Morgan, and Paula Pell. And Josh and Dylan had previously done Sun Tea. And
oh,
then they do like 6 more episodes together. And they've also, like, they're like a writing pair because they've also done Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt together, Great News. And they did the Trolley Problem episode on The Good Place.
Yes. Oh, that's a really intense episode.
Yeah,
I
so
love that
good.
One. It stresses me out. Poor
and then Paula Pell, previously of Pete's wife, among other things. Big Wed Kaw.
Big Wed Kaw.
Among 1,000 other amazing things that she's done, including giving Kimmy a hug.
Oh my gosh, that was a great day. She's opened her arms out and let me walk into them. I don't understand.
There are worse places you could walk into.
100%. That's one of the best places I could walk into. That's for sure.
Recap for this episode is that Grizz is stuck trying to decide who to make his best man and arrives at an unexpected destination.
Classic Liz Lemon caper.
Jenna. That was funny. That was like my little sister. Jen has found someone she can truly love just as much as she loves herself. And Jack has a new/old friend that he's trying to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
This episode just opens up with Liz trying to get into the Vietnamese size 2, because that is just such a thing, a Vietnamese dress, a size of just being
so
much
so
tinier.
Funny.
I
sad.
Love it so
that
much.
That dress is so absurd and gonna look terrible on her.
Oh my gosh,
all what? Of her bridesmaid dresses or all of her stuff, she's other than the one she has to wear at Floyd's wedding, she looks terrible.
Oh, I know, just poor Liz.
Poor Liz. They always choose weird things to do with her hair too that I always find very funny.
Oh yeah,
like half up weirdness. It's so funny to me.
I'm
gonna pause. There's a crew of dudes have been hanging out at this restaurant forever, and they're all walking up, and they're just like, they
dude,
look like they're having a great boys'
they
night.
They really are.
They're just having a dudes' night out, and I just love it. It's for them. They're all very buff. Well done for them.
I think they see us on microphones.
I don't care.
Car.
We're gonna talk about them. They're very buff.
They are.
They're very impressive. They see us talking about them. Hello.
Yep. You can do that.
Hello. Making nice eye contact with them. They just like are having a nice dudes' night. Can they hear me talking about how buff they are? Probably.
They just know. They know what that
I'm
look
just
means.
Impressed. That's
so,
all.
Did I haven't told you this, but it's actually kind of funny that because sometimes you just see attractive people, you just want to try and have a conversation
with
them.
Is that what's happening?
I'm not thinking they're unattractive, some of them.
Go get them, Kels.
But they're at a guard competition last week, and I was at a girl, kind of, sort of, in a way, kind of caught a saber with her head.
Ooh.
Which led to her finishing her show, but running off the stage with blood pouring down her face.
Oh, my gosh.
Straight towards me, and we're like, holy cow. There's a pile of a pool of blood on the floor where she got hit, and then droplets all over the floor.
Oh, gross.
We had to call the paramedics,
and
the fire department showed up, and my friend Allie was sitting there, and she's like, we called the paramedics, or the fire department. I'm like, did we request the cute single ones? And so then they show up, and she was like, go talk to them. I'm like, no. She's married. She's like, just go have fun with them. Go talk. And I'm like standing there. And as one of them walks by, she's like, look at him. And I'm like, no. And I looked at him, and my face turned beet red.
To match
like,
their ambulance.
I could not, like, oh, gosh, man, this redhead should not wear. It was very funny. And I just turned red around cute people is what kind of happened.
It happens to the best of us, man. I feel you.
The struggle's so real.
No,
it's
well,
fine,
they're all
y'all.
Gone. So, oh, no, wait, one's next
one's
to us.
One's hanging out right next to us. It's great.
It's fun stuff. Anyway, back to 30 Rock.
Back to 30 Rock.
So we've already entered the Vietnamese thing.
That's sorry. Do you know what that reference was?
No.
Back at 30 Rock. That's in Tina in Bossy Pants when you're doing the Audible book, because when she's talking about the Oprah episode, she goes, "Meanwhile, 30 Rock," and she like it's
that's cute.
I just channeled Tina Fey right there.
I mean, it's what we're all going for.
So the episode just opens up with Liz doing the whole thing with the dress, Jack being like, "Do you know what it's like when a younger man shows up wearing the same cufflinks? You might as well be invisible."
Okay, there's a joke in the scene I really, really love. Yeah. Did you know what the joke Citizen it would King? Be? It's an excellent yep. Citizen Kane. Like his childhood sled named Sleddy. Dear Lord, that's such a weird joke. That's such a weird joke. I like it so much. It works for me so well.
And then I just love that it ends. So he's been named in Geis's will. And Liz is like, any chance it's one of those bendy hospital beds? Maybe. He did have three. All it made me remind is my older sister had leukemia when she was little, and she's fine now. I remember my parents telling stories of like, they wanted her to have fun. She was 4 years old. Like, she's stuck in a hospital. And so they do them where they'd like lean the bed up really, really high and let her get to the top of it. And someone would stand guard at the door so she could slide down them.
Oh, dang. I mean, that's fair. That's pretty fun.
It's what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, oh goodness. I don't know. All three storylines. Let's talk about the Grizz storyline, I think.
It's a classic Liz storyline, because it's Liz has this moral high ground. She's doing the right thing. We find out she's completely misunderstood a situation.
Yes. So at this point, let's just be clear that Floyd's wedding and Ceri's wedding is already happening on the same day. That she's a bridesmaid, she's reading a passage from the Bible, and now Grizz is getting married on May 22nd. Mm-hmm. And there's all this kind of weird stuff where, like, Tracy's acting totally like Tracy. And so you're like, all right, he just wants to be the best man, and he's making all these awkward comments and all that stuff. And you just think it's Tracy being Tracy. And then you come to find out later that I think does say Grizz talks to Liz and says, "Hey, I want to make sure, like, I'm gonna make Dot call my best man," and she's like, "Oh crap! Well, Tracy's gonna have issues with that." And so then she talks to Tracy, and Tracy's like, "No, because Dot com was in love with his fiance. Oh, your stutter's back. No, fiance, like Beyonce with a B." So you learn that he's actually doing something very, very nice and very, very sweet.
He's really thoughtful. He loves his guys.
Yeah,
but very, very sweet.
Then at the end of it, they're not going to tell Grizz that .com loves fiance. And so then Grizz has this heart to heart with Liz. Beth, we really were the Sam and Diane of this place.
I love that joke. It's so weird. They're not. As someone who watches Cheers avidly, they're not.
Like, there's the whole thing. It's like, she's like, "Oh, we want to talk because of our sexual past or whatever." And she goes to shut the door. Leave it open. I'd feel safer. Like, Liz is gonna jump on him? Is that what that is kind of like implying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my soul.
I love that.
And then it just ends with Liz has now been asked to be the best woman.
Yeah, she's going to be the best man, the best woman.
Woman of honor.
The woman of honor.
Which is technically.
And she's gonna read in a dashiki? Side.
Yeah, hang on. Why would she be the woman of honor? It would be the best man. Like,
I don't know.
I'm not going to dig
into this. Don't dig into this. It's fine. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah, very weird, but that's what's happening there.
No, so I like that storyline enough. I just say I like all the character dynamics. I love like the weird interplay within the entourage. I just think it's very funny. Mm-hmm. Love that .com's in love with fiance. You get the whole thing where at one point he's like, "We already sent her flowers." Like, he always does that stuff for Grizz.
Well, and we talked about this in my interview with Grizz, but he talked about how like a lot of their storyline was kind of parts of his. It made it sound like parts of his and Kevin's relationship in real life. Mm-hmm. And I kind of made a joke about like the fiance thing. And he kind of was like, "Oh yeah," and like didn't talk about it. That I don't know if that if there was something there happening. I have no idea.
He's just like, "World calm, man. Yes. World calm."
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But yeah, so that kind of does it for.
There's episode, a really great line. I think that episode.
Episode's done.
Storyline.
Yep. Just one.
I really love that line where he's like, "I've known you since you were 6 feet tall." It's really, really funny.
Oh my gosh! And then the camp they go to. the, oh my gosh, what was the camp called? It was the
above the beanstalk,
above the free beanstalk. Summer camp for giants.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
And Liz reading the the letter from Grizz, and just the outside of it just my says my feelings.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
I really enjoy it. What else do we have? Okay, let's move. Can we do Jack and then do Jenna?
Yeah.
My favorite storyline is Jenna's.
Yes,
Jack's is weird. He inherits the bird. He's getting drunk and he's sad. He literally thinks the bird and there's reason to think that the bird has Don Geist's soul attached to it. Yes. Like whatever.
Yes. We learn a couple of things about Geist. We learn that he's married.
Mm-hmm.
He has a mistress.
Uh-huh.
He has a secret Canadian family.
And a secret attic family.
I'm like, Geist is just not a good dude.
I was watching at work and they got the secret attic family and my boss guffawed. She really? Like walked in and watched for a minute and guffawed.
She was fine with the wife, mistress, and Canadian family.
But the secret attic family made her laugh. It was very funny.
That was just like, I'm sitting here and I go, oh, no wonder Jack doesn't have a problem with dancing and dating Nancy and Avery.
Mm-hmm.
Like his idol had, what, four different families,
mm-hmm.
basically. Like, that doesn't surprise me. Kathy is back.
Kathy Marceline
Hugo, I think is her name.
God bless her. I love with specific instructions on the stopwatch. The most important being not getting wet.
Which, and then did you notice? So she pops it out of her mouth. They announce that Jack is getting the peacock, and everybody is turned around to look at the peacock, and it's back in her mouth.
God bless her. She's got such an oral fixation.
Yes.
Freud would be fascinated by this.
Very much so.
Oh, my goodness.
So now the peacock is back, and they're Liz runs into Jack's office.
I just love it. He's marked you as his mate. And she's like, it's so oily.
Yes, living dinosaur.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that. I feel that way about birds.
I get you on that. I think there were two moments in this episode where I've seen this episode probably at least 10 times, right? Mm-hmm. That I've never noticed before. That I think if you had asked me last week, like, oh, why did guys have a peacock? I would have said, oh, well, because of NBC, duh.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. Like, in this, and I finally was like, oh, because he had the peacock before he bought NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was like, well, maybe he, you know, NBC got that logo because of he had this pet peacock. But it's not, he didn't found NBC. He bought it. So the peacock must have already existed.
You're really digging into this in a beautiful
maybe
way.
Maybe he bought
I'm
NBC
impressed.
Because the peacock symbol matched his pet.
Maybe.
That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe.
Like, if there was a studio that had a black lab pit mix, maybe I'd buy it because that's what Seuss is.
I mean, I like how deeply you're looking into this world. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that was, do you know how long peacocks can actually live?
No, how long do they live?
Between 10 and 25 years.
That makes sense, like most animals.
I also wrote on here.
Isn't it weird we live so long? It's so weird.
I know, right?
Like, we're lucky.
I wrote on here, visit Irvine Park if you're ever in Orange County, because there are peacocks wandering around the premises. Right, that's Irvine
I've
Park.
Always seen them around. Yeah, there's so many SEC. Parks. Yeah, they're all over the place. They always sound like weird strangling kittens. It's so strange.
They're so pretty.
I like, honestly, Ken did some good impressions.
Oh my gosh. He's okay.
Very impressed.
So my favorite part of that was, of course, I was watching a closed captioning on, and it described what each one of them was called. So the first one was a trill, then a caw, then a crow, and then the car alarm, they called a trill again.
So did you hear the car alarm sounded a lot like doom, doom, doom?
Oh, interesting. I can't. Anytime I hear the car alarm, I have like Dane Cook. It's just all Dane Cook. 2007 cash tax. Ooh, gasoline makes me run.
It's so funny. There's a reason he was so big, you know? There's a reason he was so big. Some of it's pretty funny.
And we get that. So, yeah. So Argus marks Liz as his mate.
I want to go back. There's a line that I adore when he's talking about the things he's learned from Geist, where he says, how not to get paper cut while making love on a pile of money.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny. Also, you wouldn't get paper cut from money, but still.
Right. And also, they had nicknames. And Liz is like, we might someday J-Town. And she does this most awkward, like, not that's great for a podcast. Like handshake, high five.
She tries to go for it. It
doesn't quite go for it. So we got senpai and kohai.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Wikipedia, it was telling us that while talking to Jack, Argus hits Liz in the face with the feathers, thus marking her as his mate. To accommodate this, puppeteers, and then they list the puppeteers, were brought in to hit Liz in the face with feathers instead of using the actual peacock.
I mean, that makes sense. Yep. That seems reasonable. It'd be quite hard to get a peacock to do that on its own.
Right.
I'm so glad they thought outside the box.
This did just remind me of, pre-remind me, I guess, that later on when, what's her face? Hazel, what's her name?
Mm-hmm.
The whole stuff that happens with Jeremy the lizard and her.
Oh, I forgot about
that's
that.
That's what this reminded me of.
lovely bird animal jokes.
Grossness.
I love the line Jack says, because we can make an ear, we can grow an ear on a mouse's back. We certainly can make a bird immortal.
I have such memories of seeing that freaking mouse on like the home page, the front page of the OC Register.
Yep, look at you. Yep. You're such a millennial.
The homepage of the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's this trash dude cleaning up trash next to us now.
He's doing good work. He's doing the Lord's work. Keeping things clean. Oh, shame. He just dropped some. And did not go in his favor.
Oh, poor dude.
And it's... It's in the bag.
There
it's
we go.
Bag. Good job,
man. You guys, our friend put the cup in. Oh, he's looking at us now.
Hey, man. Oh, no. So, they definitely can all hear us outside of this car. That's what I'm learning right now.
He's so confused. It's all right. So, Kenneth...
No, so those guys all heard how I'm talking about how buff they are.
It's all right.
Whatever, they're gone.
Kenneth comes in.
That's how we learn.
This might be my favorite line, but I love that he calls the peacock a gorgeous swamp eagle. I love it.
That's really accurate.
And there's a whole thing where it's like... So he can tell something's wrong with it or something. And then he's like, oh, he's recently taken a mate. And Jack goes, lemon. And he goes, good luck, Argus. And then him and Jack just...
I forgot about that. It's so funny.
They just exchange this, like, Kenneth giggles and Jack's like, yep. Like, mm-hmm. They just exchange this moment that I love so much.
Mm-hmm. I just love how the storyline ends. It's just that great moment where Jack is clearly drunk with just and he just goes, this might be the scotch talking. But I think there might be a man's soul in you. And I love it very much.
Well, so this is the other thing that I noticed. Where Liz is like, Kenneth, I need your help to help Jack figure out what the heck is going on. And I didn't realize that her plan was to have Kenneth say that he heard the bird say Kohai and Senpai. Mm-hmm. Like, I just never put that together before. That I think I legit, again, if you had asked me about this episode before, I've been like, oh yeah, the bird actually said Kohai and Senpai. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what I would have thought mm-hmm. before really watching this episode.
That's kind of that whole storyline for me. Can we talk about Liz now, or do you have more you want to say?
What you mean, Jenna?
Yes.
The only other part that I'll mention that kind of coincides with I guess it kind of goes more with Jenna's, but we just can't, is Pete.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, Dallas.
I love Pete hiding. I love the Dallas thing. Oh, your kid. Oh yeah. The shed I built collapsed on him.
Yes. And then Pete is so, he's like, yeah, let's go do this and follow him no matter how long it takes. What's the matter? Your kid's got to play tonight? Oklahoma. They couldn't find a cowboy hat big enough for my kid's head. So they're just wearing turbans.
That's so funny.
Oh my soul. Okay.
That's so funny.
So so the episode starts with Pete and
this
Liz.
This is a big episode for Jenna.
Yeah.
This is the beginning of like the rest of her story.
I love it. Pete and Liz are concerned about having to tell Jenna that her Khloe Kardashian skit, her Kardashian sketch got cut because
Jack is friends with Lamar Odom,
which this episode aired in April of 2010, and Khloe and Lamar got married in September of 2009. So
they're new. They're still together at this point.
This is
pre the Bunny Ranch.
Ugh.
That poor thing. I mean, they're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. And so Pete starts to sneak away, and she's like, "You are such a coward. You think I care what you think?" Like, they're just so funny, and I love
funny.
It. And then I was at this moment that I wrote Paul, even though we don't see Paul immediately, I was like, oh, I didn't realize that this was the Paul episode. And I was so excited about that. And we get the line of Liz just being so confused why Jenna's so happy. And she's like, are you soaking your tampons in vodka again? Which,
that's so funny. It's so gross. I love this sniper ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
That bit where she's like, there's a laser on you. She's like, oh, he won't shoot. He's still afraid of his mother. Yeah. That line is so funny to me. I love it.
I want somebody to create an infographic of all the people that we know Jenna has dated.
A lot of Mickey Rourke. She finally looks in this uh-huh. camera.
And David Blaine. And Jeter. And A-Rod, I think. Like, mm-hmm. she's just everybody.
I mean, look, two of those are better than others.
Fair enough.
Like, let's be real. A-Rod and Jeter beats David Blaine and Mickey Rourke.
That's true.
Mickey Rourke's sex dungeon. Dear Lord, they're so gross. But we meet the boyfriend. Well, I like that she's like, oh, we're not putting labels on it because the glue is abrasive, which is very funny.
She freaking bit. Is she a vampire? She bit Pete 2 years ago and it hasn't healed yet.
That's so funny to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that joke.
It's so good. But so then Jenna shows up in a little bit and Paul is there.
And how did they meet? Through a mutual fund. Friend Jenna. Yes, a friend fund.
He works for a bank. Rupp Circus. A bankrupt circus. And so this, of course, is Will Forte.
God bless him.
Yes. Which, so the first time that this episode aired, I hadn't seen How I Met Your Mother yet. And then I watched How I Met Your Mother, and he plays a very interesting character in How I Met Your Mother, where he's like, he works at for Barney and for Marshall, and he gets nervous whenever he gets turned on, he gets a bloody nose, and like there's all this weird stuff, and then he ends up going crazy and ends up starting his own beer company, like a brewery, and his last name is Warmpus. Mm-hmm. And so it's like Warmpus beer, and like, oh, y'all just want a nice glass of Warmpus, and it's just gross.
Dear Lord.
That's who at first I went, oh, that's the last time I've seen Will Forte.
Forgot how weird he is on that show. He's just weird on every show, though.
He's so dedicated. He nails it.
He's very good
at that.
He's
great at it. So they're trying to figure out, they're like, something obviously is weird here. So mm-hmm. Liz and Pete are like, we're going to figure it out, and we're going to follow him. And so they follow him out
and they find him. First of all, this is when you can always tell when they have like a first time director on an episode, because they always do something kind of fun and fancy. They're like noir lighting and angles use in this, and they stock them. Get it, Jeff Richmond.
First they run into Paul creeping through Jenna's jewelry, and she's
he wanted to feel the weight of it on his finger pads.
Yes.
Finger pads is a gross word.
So gross. Mm-hmm. And they follow him to like this bar, and like, dang it, we lost him. And
they find the singer Gina Baloney.
Gina Baloney. I wrote, dang those legs. Mm-hmm. His legs look good in that dress. And
he's a very fit man. One of my coworkers started commenting about his shoulders, and I was like, I mean, his looks good. The dress is flattering.
When Liz is realizing that Paul is on stage and not in the back room doing pot, as they thought, Pete is in the back room with like his hands under his chin, and he looks so happy.
I mean, he's very happy.
So, and then Liz goes, I'm going to need 5 more cranberry juices over here.
I love when they confront Jenna about it. Like, do you really know him? She's like, I mean, I lost a toe ring in him.
Real story, which maybe I'll cut this out. For the long, up until this moment of watching the episode today or yesterday, whenever I watched it, I legitimately assumed that meant that she was taking her toe up from his butt. Instead, I'm pretty sure he was sucking on her toes.
I mean, there's a lot of ways this could happen.
I think the most, like,
let's get into this. how did this happen?
For years, that's my only thought was like, ew. And then I went, I'm like, not that it's, I'm hoping it was from sucking her toes and not from a toe going up his butt. Like, I mean, I guess do you, but like, for the longest time, that's what I always thought it was. But so they met from that, and that because Jenna came in fourth place at a Jenna contest, mm-hmm. and he won, which is a shout back to when Charlie Chaplin didn't win a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny.
Yep. And they're just happily ever after. And so now Paul, she's like, don't do your judgmental badger face. And then she sees Paul in the hallway and thinks it's Jenna to apologize. It's actually Paul. And they have I just love when Jenna, what are you guys talking about? And they're both like, you. And she's so happy because that's all she ever wants people to be talking
about.
It's
such a funny idea of like, what's the dream for someone like Jenna to date herself?
100%.
It's so funny. Them making out with it's just the blonde hair. It's just so funny to me.
I'd never tuck my penis again if she asked me. Like, Liz really trying to figure out what's going on here. And like, he just legit loves her.
He loves her. It's really sweet.
And then just Jenna and Liz being like, ew, Jenna, why are you grabbing his boobs?
It's so funny, though.
I don't know that ew is the right word there, but I think it's really kind of funny. But I think it's so Jenna is happily with Paul. Mm-hmm. Argus, I think, is dead.
Argus dies.
And Liz is the woman of honor / best woman for Grizz. Mm-hmm. And .com gets to be
all
sad.
The pieces are starting to move forward towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
It's building. It's building, Kelsey.
It's there.
Do you have a favorite line?
Then the whole episode just ends with Paul and Jenna singing All by Myself.
Oh, that's really good. Also, Paul is a very good singer as a woman.
Oh, 1,000%.
Always very impressed by that.
I think the What a Gorgeous Swamp Eagle is definitely my favorite line.
That's your favorite line? I like the, I should show you the back of my hand. And she says, please be nice to me. I laughed so hard. It's such a dumb joke. Please be nice to
I
me.
Like that too.
It's so Tracy. Funny. I love that Tracy joke. They write him the best jokes, man.
It's so true.
Or he makes them the best jokes with his performance, either or.
Yeah. I like it.
I think we've covered this episode.
Yeah, I can't decide if I like this line or not. The if the will says you have to spend the night in a haunted house, you better hope everyone else there is black guys and sluts. And then just no laugh, no response, which I think is
yeah, I'm not.
I'm like, oh, I don't know.
It's cringy, but also it's a commentary on horror movies. So yeah, whatever.
Oh, there's also two more things we didn't mention. I'm sorry. That Kenneth or Pete is talking about how like life is like TV. Testing tells the people like weddings, births, and episodes where people die, characters die, and you see Lutz almost dying in the background.
Oh, that's really funny. It's a good joke.
And also, we didn't mention that this is not the first time that we've seen Will Forte on 30 Rock.
No, because he was in the episode I love with the Habsburg
Black
Prince.
Black tie, yeah.
Yes, as he was announced. Who gave him? He cannot metabolize the grapes. God.
It's so good.
It's so great.
It's so good.
Look, we're just repeating each other now.
Right. I couldn't figure out who on the bag of Brandon's own exotic pet food Indian peafowl bag. I couldn't tell who the dude was on there, and I really, really wanted to.
I didn't look close enough.
No, I couldn't figure out. Oh, and then do you know the 5 stages of grief?
I don't know what they are. I know they're not what Jack did.
Well, so part of it, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then instead of shoving down emotions and proceeding as if everything is fine, acceptance.
Okay.
Yep.
It's his own form of acceptance.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. And then there was a Frank hat in here, but you couldn't see it because he was far away. Well, there was one you couldn't see that was kind of far away, and then space karate came up later.
Oh, that makes sense. It's the one place probably where karate is the most useful is in space.
Because your arms just flail about because mm-hmm. there's no gravity.
Exactly.
I think that does it.
I think we covered it.
Cool.
Dude, Argus.
We did it.
We're getting there. We're so close to the end.
We are, man.
We're like really getting there.
We're over halfway done now, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that's weird.
Right?
So many episodes recorded.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, you can find me places at Redheaded Blonde mm-hmm. on the Twitter and Instagramness.
Find me at Kimchi Lucas.
And the podcast at Talk 30 Rock to Me on Instagram, Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook, and talk30rocktome@gmail.com. And send us an email. We like hearing from you guys. It's kind of fun. And if you leave us a review and give us your address, we'll send you a sticker.
Please do.
Yeah. I think that does it.
All right. We finished. We did this.
Alrighty.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Information and shows, visit BoardWalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.